We'll just start. Anyways, we consider getting two of these, so when there's more than two people on the podcast, it's easier to manage. But anyways.
Hey, man, how many cookies you got in there, man?
You want a cookie? Do you want the chocolate chip or do you want the oatmeal?
Chocolate chip.
Nah.
Man, anyways. I've been a fat ass all week, man. Ask me what I ate for...
What'd you eat, dog?
I might be. I ate two slices of pizza and nachos. Because the culinary department is having nachos. I'm like, I'll be nice and I'll eat them. And so I tried them out. Weren't that good. Go get me on the train. And it wasn't that good, man.
What happened to you trying to clean up your fucking diet and shit and getting in shape and fucking... Yeah, whatever. What happened? What happened, dog?
And yesterday I had two pieces of pizza.
I like how you just fucking ignored me and shit. Whatever. The fuck?
And then yesterday I had two pieces of pizza, a salad.
Oatmeal?
And then I had a... two pieces of pizza, salad, four pieces of chicken. Four pieces of chicken. And, a granola bar and a Gatorade.
Yeah, shit diet.
I haven't been good these last few days, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh, and I ate an orange.
I don't know if I can even say these last few days. Your diet seems like it's been shit for a little bit now.
Maybe. Yeah, I gotta get back on track, man. You have to write me up a diet.
Gotta get back on that kettlebell, dog. Start swinging that shit around. So, remember to tell you what happened this morning?
What happened?
So, you might have noticed I'm not wearing a jacket right now.
Right.
So this morning, I'm eating a cookie. I hate when you fucking eat on the podcast, and now I'm doing it. Putting myself on blast. This morning, I get up, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking start my day upright, right? I'm like, yeah, right? Positive thinking. I get up, and I go to, you know, get ready or whatnot. I leave. I'm about to get ready to leave. And I go to my car. Yeah, you know, I go outside of my house and get in my car. And then I realize my fucking car door is open.
Damn, son.
Now I'm like, this can't be good. So I look in there. All my shit's everywhere. And I'm like, these motherfuckers. So I've either forgot to lock it last night or whatever. But we don't live in the hood anymore. I shouldn't have this fucking problem. All right. And so... luckily, I don't have anything in my car that's valuable that anybody would fucking want. Apparently, except for my fucking jacket and my sweater.
Bro, you've had that jacket for years.
Yeah, and I still was able to use it. All right, it's not like it's got holes in it and shit. It's good still. Fucker stole my jacket.
That's all right.
So if I see somebody like this fucker behind me that looks like he's got my jacket, I'm about to fucking do some shit. See him go through
I
that
told
window
you
and shit.
These white people wild. I told Black Mystery Girl sitting right here next to me. She can't talk because she's cold. I told her, first thing I said to her when I met her.
The white people be wild?
These white people be wild.
I was a little pissed off.
And then I told her mom, I'm like, these white people wild. Nobody fucking believes me. They wild.
What does that mean?
Wilding for no reason. Acting crazy. Doing unnecessary shit.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but I was working on my car all day today like I usually do. And one of the neighbors walks by, she's walking her dog or whatever, and she's like, hey, did you hear about the break-ins? And I was like, yeah, tell me more about them. So apparently it was going on in the neighborhood. A group of fucking hoodlums must have found that neighborhood, and they're just like hitting all the cars they could hide. Like hit in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you must have not locked it.
And whatever. So they only stole my jacket, but I still like, fuck.
Damn, son. Slipped up.
I fucked up, dog.
You had that carpoon on your brain.
I got too distracted, man. I need to focus back on security.
Gotta have that. Yeah, no, I know. The coffee tastes like burnt dog ass.
What's like they put a layer of cinnamon.
Dog ass?
Tasting is cinnamon.
Of dog hair from the dog ass on top of it? Yeah.
We should do. We should make you do that cinnamon challenge. Have you seen that?
No, I'm going to have to do that.
Cinnamon challenge.
Cinnamon challenge.
That shit's tough. That's not.
Man, I was thinking because it's cold right now. We should go to the pool and jump in.
What pool? Oh, the pool.
Uh-huh.
The community pool.
We'll videotape. We'll see who can last longer.
Oh, I'll last.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna start fucking.
It's fucking on.
I'm gonna start shadow boxing in the pool and shit. No, not right now. It's fucking.
Too late.
Not by the daytime. Not about that. Gee, I'm cold right now.
We need cameras.
I call that noise.
No, we're gonna go at the coldest time, which is roughly 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock to like 7, right around there.
Fuck all that.
When you got that frost on your window,
or I had
ice,
it the other day,
or like ice.
I had it the other day. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm. This show's crazy, man. Anyway,
shit got broken into.
Back to these white people. Fucking white people. What? Get your shit together, white people.
So I gotta get another jacket.
I still haven't got the jacket. We went to the mall looking for one. I couldn't find it.
I never bought one because I already had a leather jacket. But now since I no longer own one, I
white
should
people,
look
wild.
Into one.
White people, wild. You need to go to your that little lake over there and just hide out and be like...
Catch one of these dudes.
And catch one. And just spear them as soon as you find them. Be like, oops, wrong one. Oh, yeah, you should.
I doubt it. You know what? I'm thinking it's like they're making the runs through the neighborhoods, and then they're just going to leave. I don't think it's anybody that lives there. Somebody just found that neighborhood, and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna see
man,
what I get hold of.
Yeah, your lights work, fucker. Thank you. Of course you're a white guy.
What's up with you and white people?
Because you know why? You know why? Because you stole your fucking jacket, and it really bothers me.
It bothers you? You
also,
really like that jacket, right?
Also, we went to Cafe Real twice. Twice this week. Remember Cafe Real?
Yeah. Cafe Real's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good. I wouldn't know that it's good. I forgot what the flavor of it is.
You didn't get it? It's too busy.
I didn't get it because we went on Taco Tuesday. And apparently the...
It's not that cold.
It's not that cold.
It's not that cold out here.
It's like 53. It's not even...
Yeah, it's not even
it's
that cold.
Barely cold.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
So we went to Taco Tuesday. We couldn't get any tacos because there's too many people. And so I go, fine. It's Taco Tuesday, you know? White people love tacos. Everybody loves tacos. Just not white people. And so, you know, I'm a fan of meat tacos. So, you know.
I was like, that took me a while.
So today we go, let's go get some tacos again from Cafe Rio. I go there today. We go there today, right? Fucking line out the door. Line is out the door on the sidewalk.
Seriously?
Yeah, going into the street.
Shit ain't that serious.
Hold on. Optimus Prime is coming by.
If there's more than four cars. If there's more than four people in a line.
That's right.
I'm out.
That's right. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Nah.
And this was, what, you like 50 people, you assume? I assume 50 people. That's
the problem, too, with that is, like, do you think if they run out of shit, they're not going to make it that quickly?
No. Cafe Rio already takes a little bit, so.
It take a while. It takes more than Chipotle, I guess. But Chipotle is slow as shit, too.
So we had to eat Don Julio's tacos.
Don Julio's tacos.
That's all right.
That's all right?
Yeah, it's good.
Just all right? Should go to Salsitas.
That might have been where we went. What's the place we went to?
Salsitas is good.
You look insane.
A little hood.
You just got one eye coming out. You hear that eye from...
That's what she said. What?
Like, you look like that big thing from Lord of the Rings. It's black and one eye coming out.
Saw a movie like that once.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you're just trying to do tricks. Anyways,
I told her she needs to get in that competition where they, the vaping competitions where they blow out the most smoke, and they do tricks with them that make like, they make like.
I've seen that one guy I sent you the video of where he does like a ring, and then he puffs through the ring, and then he's like pushing the ring along. Yeah. Like it's.
Yeah, they put like a boat through it.
People need to cure cancer, not worrying about making vape rings.
Yeah, yeah. This one dies when she does it, so. But anyways, yeah, man. White people need to calm down. I just want my Cafe Rio.
Yeah, I'm not very confident how good your diet is right now with Cafe Rio, pizzas, nachos. I mean, don't get me wrong. Cafe Rio is a better option.
The nachos from Culinary were pretty. Everything there is pretty.
Plus, you eat out for lunch every day when you're at work.
I've been taking your own food. Yeah.
Do you? Oh, I retract my comment.
Yeah, if we're together, we'd offer that. Unless your parents make food. But, yeah.
Gotta clean up that diet, dog.
Nothing but steak and chicken. That's where we gotta go back to.
There you go.
Fish protein on Friday.
Get some salad, otherwise you're gonna shit a baby.
No, I'm gonna shit a human baby.
Fucking.
Oh, speaking of shitting human babies. So I got my car wash today, right? So I'm vacuuming out. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's an instruction booklet to somebody's sex toy.
Wait. All right, go back. What happened again?
So I go to the car wash to get my car washed. You know, it's one of the ones you do yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm vacuuming out the car, and the vacuum thing hits something, sucks it up.
In your car?
Yeah, in my car, under the seat, passenger seat. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I look at it, and it's somebody's instructions to their sex toy. And I'm like, I wonder whose this could be.
Was it a giant pegging device?
No.
You're like, then, hey, this looks familiar.
And then it was a charging device for it, too. The little charger for it. For somebody's
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know why you have the instruction manual in there. I don't want to know why it's even open inside your car. I don't want to know nothing. I want to know nothing. I don't want to know nothing.
No, because she had opened it in there, and then she's like, oh, look what it is. It came in this nice box. The fuck was that?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
So I was like, oh, okay. So it was in there. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, thank God my mom or sister didn't find it under the seat, because they would have shit a human baby.
They'd be like, oh, I have one of these. Maybe it's my manual.
Maybe. It would shit a human grown baby. A human, full human baby. It would have laughed and talked.
Fuck that noise.
Human grown baby, man. Human, full human baby. That was interesting.
Yeah, man, I'm not into it.
Oh, that was going to be my next topic. Yeah.
No, what's going on with R. Kelly? I've been seeing a lot of memes about him.
R. Kelly peed on everybody, man.
You're like, he no longer uses toilets.
Nope.
He's using people.
Okay.
Get the.
What?
Thank you very much. Okay, so what I have heard, because I don't give a fuck. But what I have heard is, okay, the whole peeing situation,
right,
that happened, there is an actual video that shows that the girl who he peed on was actually paid to get peed on. He paid her. She said, yeah, I'll do it. And it's all on video.
So why wasn't this up? Like, why didn't this come up years ago when the pee thing came out?
My thing is, if you eating booty, you peeing on some damn body, whether it's male or female.
Say that again, because there's a lot of cars coming by. If you what?
If you're eating booty, which eating everybody groceries? Doing now.
How you gonna throw everybody into the bus like that? You know everybody's doing it?
I'm just saying, since everybody thinks it was just okay to eat the booty like groceries. People getting peed on too.
I'm not getting the connection here.
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's already been happening. It's nothing new. Just because R. Kelly did it.
Well, wasn't she underage? Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah, but she was there. She was there, period. My thing is, with all these females that are coming saying, oh, I'm underage and he did this to me and he kept me here. You had a choice to get your ass up and walk the fuck off. Period, point blank. You had an option to get up and walk off. You're grown. If you walked in there, you knew what you wanted. He didn't force you to do anything.
While I agree with you.
They never said he raped them.
Okay, first of all, I agree with you that they could have said something, right? Because that always, I always come back to that story of
They could have walked off. They could have left.
Right, that. But
they knew what they were doing.
I always come back to the story of, what's that comedian, that little Middle Eastern guy? Aziz, whatever. He got in trouble because apparently he goes up to that little fucking kid every time. He goes up to a girl and he's like, hey, you know, would you like to give me a blowjob or some shit? And she did it. But then later on came out saying she didn't want to do it, but she felt pressured because he was who he was. And I was like, yo, you gone and fucked up. Because from a man's standpoint, if you say we ask you for something and you say yes, we have no indication that you actually mean no. So you fucked up by not saying something, right? Now, to play the devil's advocate on the situation you're talking about, some women do feel that pressure. And while I agree with you, women need to voice out. I'm playing devil's advocate. Women need to voice out what they're saying or what they need to feel or what they don't want to do. Some women do feel that pressure. And so what do you say about shit like that?
Okay. Maybe not every. But us girls are not innocent. By right. long shot. We do shit that don't nobody else know about. Behind the scenes. And that's just every female. We all do it. It's in our nature. That's what we do. My thing is, when I was 17,
be careful where you're going here.
Guy,
I was gonna say, be careful where you're going here. Try carefully.
An older guy, it was something you wanted. It was something to have. You wanted to feel grown, so of course you're gonna do it. He was an older guy. She was 17. She knew what she was doing. She knew who he was. Oh, you thought it was R. Kelly just because you didn't feel like it was what you thought it was gonna be. It wasn't roses and Valentine kisses. So now you feel some type of way. You knew what you were doing. He didn't force you to stay.
What if she met him in a concert and then he takes her to his place
you
or whatever?
You know who he is. You're at the concert. You know who R. Kelly is.
Right.
You
what I'm saying is that's why you go with him. That's why she goes with him, right?
There you go.
Right. But she didn't intend to want to do any of that stuff. So do you give it any sort of excuse?
So why did you do it?
Because maybe she didn't have the confidence to say no.
That's
some
not
people
like a personal
are soft-spoken,
problem.
Right? Well, I do agree with
but
you.
But if you're so soft-spoken, why are you coming out of it? How many years later? This man has went to trial and everything.
It eats at some people, but I agree with you to a very certain extent. But my whole point to this is she was underage. That's still a fucked up thing. And
but she
R.
never
Kelly,
said no.
And you can't pretend. It doesn't matter.
She never said no.
It doesn't matter if she said yes or no.
Yes,
she's still
it does.
Underage.
If she
no.
would have said no.
She's still underage.
If she would have said no, I would have been like, okay,
if
he raped
girl,
her.
If a girl, if a, an, a grown man doing. Hooks up with a young woman, even if she says yes, you will still go to jail.
She know what she's doing. She knew what she was doing. How can you?
That doesn't excuse him.
Okay, I know.
You're giving him an
out. I know
out.
Girls that are probably listening to this. I'm pretty sure you guys are like, this bitch crazy. I understand. I get where you're coming from and I get the point.
Still illegal.
Fine. Whatever. Fine.
It's still illegal.
Fine.
And the fact that he married Aaliyah when she was underage is still
she
a little
there
fucking
80,
questionable.
For ages. Should be fine. It's fine.
What's up with you defending R. Kelly? You got an R. Kelly
no,
thing or
I
what?
No, I just think it's just stupid. First off, the man has already went to trial. Leave him be. Just like, okay.
What prompted all this shit to come back up? I don't know.
Exactly. Why?
Something happened. What happened?
What is your point? Why are you coming out with a documentary about something that happened ages ago?
Who's coming out with it?
The girls that supposedly he kept in houses and
okay, that's
apartments
shady.
And hotels.
That little
and
thing
shit.
About him like keeping girls hostage
oh,
and just having like sessions.
Bitch, if you can get your ass up and walk the fuck out the door, You don't want to be there? Go. What get
about,
out.
But see, what about women who...
I booked the ticket and I left Chicago. And I'm gone.
What is that thing called when you start having feelings for your captor? Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, and I can understand that too. I understand. I do. It happens. It rarely happens, but it happens. But then again, on the same... You put yourself... Okay, what about the girl?
I'm going to Photoshop Ruben as R. Kelly. You're going to be R. Kelly, dog. I'm just going to be in the corner being like, ooh.
You should do the one in the closet. You should do that one. Yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen all of those yet.
What is wrong with you? They're so stupid, but they're funny as hell.
I know I haven't. I want to. They're so funny. I've seen pieces of them.
Just like I don't understand. Okay, I don't understand the whole freaking Bill Cosby shit either.
What do you mean?
I don't get that shit either.
What don't you get? You want me to hook it up? No, you're good. I want to pause it. Go ahead. What about the Cosby thing?
That bullshit too.
Why?
First off, he got 1 foot in the damn grave. Why y'all trying to make this man go to jail? He already
because
dead.
Because he fucking raped a lot of women.
He did not. He already dead. Leave his ass alone.
He's worse than R. Kelly in my mind.
Why are you trying to fuck his legacy up? This man has made a legacy for himself. Now somebody want to say he did something.
Because he committed a crime. Dumbass,
my thing is, where the fuck was these kids' parents that let them go to this doctor? No, he was Dr. Huxwell on a fucking show. And y'all thought y'all dumbasses thought he was a fucking real ass doctor. Gave y'all some drink or whatever the fuck he gave y'all.
I don't know if it all worked out like that.
And y'all got your ass raped.
I don't
get the fuck over it. Y'all shouldn't have went in there.
I don't think
he's not a damn doctor. He does not have a doctorate degree at all. What the fuck?
I don't think that's the way it went down. I'm just saying, I think he day draped a lot of chicks. I think that's the problem.
What the fuck was you doing in there? What the fuck were your parents?
That's like Ruben giving you that tea right now and having something in it.
Where is your parents?
And you not being okay with that.
Where are your parents?
These are grown women too.
Who the fuck said that this man was a doctor?
What are you talking about? Nobody said he's a doctor.
Okay, apparently. No, apparently.
Apparently.
Apparently. It's supposed to be, they thought he was a doctor, so they were coming in to talk to him like a psychiatrist or whatever. So he gave him some tea or whatever the fuck he gave him or whatever, and they went into a comatose state.
Well, they were daydreamed, so they had
but they could see everything and felt, yeah.
You have quaaludes, which is like ecstasy, I think.
So y'all really thought that y'all could sit and talk to this man?
I don't think that's everybody's story with the Cosby thing. I think he would just be like, here you go. He give you something and you drink it, and all of a sudden you're all like, I don't feel so good. And all of a sudden you wake up and Bill's on top of you, giving you a pudding pop and shit.
I am officially done.
He's like, have a pudding pop.
Oh, I'm gonna put this in you.
I'm just saying. I don't know the stories. I don't think they're going to him for their annual checkup.
So confirmed, I'm going to be R. Kelly Photoshop, and you're going to be Bill Cosby Photoshop.
I'm going to give you a pudding pop in the closet.
This is dark-ass Photoshop, man.
It is very dark. Might be the darkest of the year.
The year's only started.
I kind of like the one from last week. I don't know why that was so funny.
Dude, that was good. That was pretty good.
Took a little longer than I wanted. Now that I think about it, you know what I was thinking about doing? Was doing... Thorn low key, but I was gonna put him somewhere else. Anyways, we'll figure it out.
I mean, yeah. All right. So, R. Kelly did illegal stuff with children.
Yes.
Confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Say no.
This is still illegal. It's not.
Yeah, still they're still underage. Right,
it's statutory.
Statutory. Yes, it's still illegal.
It's still statutory rape.
It's still illegal.
Statutory rape.
Did nobody tell you up your legs?
He did.
I'm starting to doubt your
Where'd you get your news from?
You could have walked the fuck out. You just let the fuck our cat.
Where were they going though? They can't do anything. They're 13. They can't.
He's an entertainer. All right, hold on.
I don't want to fuck him. Either way it goes, they're going to want to fuck him. he's, if Chris Brown walked up right now, I'm gonna want to fuck Chris Brown. I'm not gonna go say, oh,
and you're willing to risk Brown, that beating.
Ooh. Chris Brown's gonna beat my ass, or he beat my ass. afterwards, risk. No, because
can you bob and weave and duck?
Podcast. Hey guys, I want to fuck Chris Brown. Like that's come on, it's common sense. It's fucking common sense.
You must have a tight, like, closed game. You just come in, bob and weave. You're like, no, Chris.
It's common sense.
No, Chris.
That's why when we fuck. That's why when we argue, I hold her hand. Deep in.
Hold them together. You're like, yeah. You're like, why are you holding my hands? Oh, I really like holding
just
hands
love
with you.
You so much.
Just making sure she don't loosen up, cock back, dip in, and uppercut you. She's got to find some skills, dog. Chicago.
No, like no. All right. So it's still statutory rape, no matter what.
Yes, they're still underage.
Statutory rape.
Should have said no.
Then it definitely would have been rape.
Then it, yeah, that definitely
then
would've
I would
been.
Be like, okay, she said no.
All
right. I'm pretty sure some of them said that they said no, right?
Most of them said, that's fine.
Because the girl that he married that was 17.
Aaliyah.
No, he married another one.
Another one.
His ex-wife, actually. Yeah, and his baby mama. Ex-wife and baby mama. Yeah. She was 17 when she married him, and now she's 26. And now you're just now getting a divorce, and now you want to say you were raped?
I bet you she looks 32.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying he didn't do anything to them. I'm not saying that he didn't probably mentally fuck their heads up. But I'm saying you can get the fuck out of a situation. You can.
I guess.
You really can. It might be hard as fuck. It might be hard as hell. I promise you. And I get it. Why? Because I've been in a situation to where it was hard for me to walk away.
I see your point when it comes to, like, leaving. And I see your point when it comes to, like, saying no. But you may have a stronger personality than others that aren't comfortable saying no. Right?
Mm-hmm. So your thing is, you gotta be a strong, independent woman when you gotta be a strong, independent woman, basically. Alright, I got you.
I mean, I think I agree with you at that point, for sure.
You gotta walk away, you gotta walk away. At some point, you'll get tired enough to walk away. At some point, you'll get tired. You get tired enough to walk away. That's for any human being.
So,
you get tired enough, you're gonna walk away.
And so your point is, if you're not walking away, then some part of you likes it.
That's clearly.
All right, I get it.
You think somebody get likes getting peed on?
Well, I mean, I get her point. If you're not walking away from the pee.
If you're not pulling a Matrix in that
pee. Yeah.
The Boondocks. Have you ever seen the Boondocks?
No. What is that?
We're not that black.
That's true. Yeah. You're right.
Is that a black
you're
movie?
Right. Yes, it's a show. But on the Boondocks, they were talking about the R. Kelly situation, and he was like, first off, if you see the pee, bitch, run.
You see him unzipping, and he's
but
so
he was
soft.
Like, but no, this bitch seen the pee, and she stayed, so.
I mean, all right, that's your point.
If you see he pulling his dick out, and pee start coming out, bitch, run. What is wrong with you? The fuck you standing there for? Apparently, bitch, you want to get peed
well,
on.
Well, how quick do you think somebody's, like, reaction time is? Like, you just see the pee come out, and you're like, oh,
get the fuck out the... hold up, nigga, and back up. What the fuck? You're going to piss on me? What the fuck is wrong with you? I am not a toilet.
That's funny. All right. So, I get it. You need to be a strong, independent woman when you need to be a strong, independent woman.
So, how do you excuse Bill Cosby, though? Because that's different.
That,
you can't say no to that. You got drugged.
Well, his thing, I see his point a little bit more.
Whose point? Bill Cosby's?
No, I see her point on that a little bit more.
On Carl Kelly.
Because look, if you got, and that's what everything, because we were talking about that a little bit during the week, weren't we? That, like, if you got date raped by Bill Cosby in the 1960s or 1970s, whenever it was. Yeah, you
he's already dead. What are you gonna do?
You should have said
how much
something.
More? Wait till he dies. Shit, get the rest of the money. But damn, why would you fuck up his legacy?
You should have said something.
Leave it alone. Leave
because
it alone.
I don't think you want to let a guy have a clean legacy when he wasn't
but
a clean individual.
But the point is, you should have said something.
You should have said something way long time ago.
Before. I get you. Yeah, you should have said something
a long time ago.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're just coming out
now. You get that
pudding
pop. You should have gone.
Now you're doing it now.
Yeah. The thing is, you're just coming.
It happened in the 1800s, and you talking about it in 2019. What the fuck?
Yeah. The thing is, you were fine with it at the time.
There you go. Whether you got paid off to shut the fuck up or not.
Well, that's the Harvey Weinstein thing, right? Like, a lot of people supposedly benefited from it, and that's why they never came out and said anything.
But now all of a sudden you can do it, though?
Now, when some of them are like A-list stars, they're just like, oh, he touched me.
If that's the case.
Look, the Weinstein thing's a little the Weinstein thing's a little funky that, because it's almost like the R. Kelly thing where he did some shit. And, you know, it could have been bad. But to me, the Bill Cosby thing is the worst of them all. Because he's drugging women. Just for shits and giggles, dog. You should throw, like something in her drink. And just make her pass out and have her wake up somewhere else. And just be like, how'd that feel? Is that cool with you?
And once again, I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking that. I'm not. I'm just saying, y'all should have said something a long time ago.
Yeah, they probably should have came out earlier. Yeah,
that's just
but
why do it now?
I don't know what it feels like to be a person
to put him
that
in jail
has experienced
for the rest
that.
Of your life.
Yeah,
like,
that's my thing. If you wanted to get your. If you wanted justice
bad,
for
right.
it, you should have done it before he
if was
so.
Was eating you alive. Come on.
Before it was so high up, because now.
You can't touch him. What can you really do? You gonna put him in jail? He's gonna die tomorrow.
Yeah, now he's too old, right?
He's gonna die tomorrow.
Well, your point is that you want him to have suffered longer.
Well, yeah. If you wanted,
yeah,
if he did something to you, you should have done it when he was like what 50. Then he had another 20 years to be in prison.
The nigga is 185,000. Come on.
He was the first black guy.
The only benefit of the doubt I give those women. The only benefit of the doubt I give those people is that. I don't know.
What's it? Morgan Freeman.
Stupid.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
First black people.
Oh.
Lawrence Fishburne.
The only reason I give some of them the benefit of the doubt is because I also don't understand what it's like psychologically to go through that. So you don't ever know what it's like.
I mean,
to try to mentally cope with that or justify that in your own mind for whatever reason.
I'll say. I mean, that's a good point too. And I'll say, okay.
I understand. I get it. I was just.
I mean,
saying,
that's a lot
like,
of time.
You should have said something.
Yeah.
In
well,
a matter of.
I think
time.
If you come out
if
sooner
you're
rather than later.
Out of money now. What the fuck? Come on.
That's
I
other
feel
thing
like
too.
That's,
like, are
that's
you,
how it feels.
You on hard times right,
right.
now?
Right. That's how it looked like.
Your social security looking a little.
What can you honestly do?
So you feel like it's that women are coming out and want money versus trying
from,
to get justice.
Yeah, yeah. Like. From what now all of these people every last one of these women and got raped by some goddamn body or got held hostage or peed on next what's next oh he fucked me in my ear
R. Kelly drinks a lot of water
come on what's next oh he fucked me in my ear so rape what the fuck
R. Kelly's really hydrated
he got me in the ear I need some new Beats headphones
Yeah, well, I think it's also like a mob mentality, right? Like, there's that mob mentality mindset where if, let's say, like, you're in a giant group of people and then you see somebody just beating the shit out of someone, like, violently, and you just, there's that mob mentality where nobody does anything about it, and then everybody just kind of stays quiet and doesn't say anything. It's that mob mentality. Just the same thing with the adverse. So if you... If something happens and people start going crazy and they start flipping cars and throwing shit and doing Molotov cocktails, and then all of a sudden more and more people that probably wouldn't have done that are more likely to be like, oh, I want to let go crazy. I'm going to go steal a PlayStation from down the street.
So you know,
you're fine.
Good job.
You're fine. So my point is that mob mentality also applies to the adverse where like one person comes out and then now they feel comfortable coming out and then the next person comes out and then the next person comes out. So maybe that's what's happening. Plus women tend to be more like, what's a politically correct way of saying this? Women tend to be more like cohesive. They're more of like, they're better off with groups of them together. And so I could see that if one comes out, another one comes out, and then another one comes out, and it's more of like now they found somebody that they have things in common
with.
Oh,
they can latch on to?
Sure, why not?
And now they're doing this whole thing with Michael Jackson and his baby getting thrown out the window. which none of them kids are his anyway, but...
You don't think those kids are his?
Hell no. Who the fuck names your child Blanket?
People have some dumbass names.
Southwest, Chicago. Who the fuck? Why the fuck?
Look, I don't want to be racist or anything. No, I'm just kidding.
And they all dumbass black people.
We just stop there. I'll just stop there.
Dumbass, stupid ass black
people. You want to name our adopted baby? Wow. No, we're not going to name him that. We're going to name him. You want to name him Chicago after the city you were born in?
I wasn't born in Chicago.
Nothing about you.
Dang, dog. You know nothing. You know nothing, dog. It's a stranger you're talking to.
One of the South States.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you know?
Is it Louisiana?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm fucking good. So she is from the South. Yeah. She's from the South. So you didn't get a free pizza with your with your release.
Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Listen back to last week's podcast for that one.
Yep.
That's so you got like a cup of tea, like sweet tea. You're like, Huda.
That's why every place we go, I'm like, oh, I have sweet tea. She tries it. She's like, no, not sweet enough.
Not legitimate. Not real.
Both of y'all get on my nerve.
All right, we'll change the topic because this is getting some fucking deep for our podcast.
Hey, man.
This is getting deep and dark.
We needed the educational part.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Here's another educational thing.
And I'm done.
Hey, man, do dudes like anal?
Whoa.
What?
Pineapples. What? I'm confused. What you say?
Dudes like anal.
Huh? Does dudes like anal?
Giving it or getting it?
No.
Ruben's been on that pegging tip for too long.
Giving it, stupid.
Ruben's like, because me, let me tell you about what I
didn't hear it. That's why I asked, what did you say?
That's how I have it written in my thing.
Ruben starts getting shivers whenever he hears like belt buckles coming together.
I hear
his ass just clenches.
I hear two pieces of metal clanking. I'm like, oh, what's that? I hear a sliding door shut too hard. I'm like, oh.
You're like, no, not today.
Is that a garage door? No. No.
Oh, so you were saying sorry.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Because like I saw some.
For now, probably. Should come back. Half of it, yeah. No. I'm gonna put your ass on blast. You, yeah, you. Because when she left last time, you must have hit the off button and your audio was shit. 50% of that podcast was like, you can't even hear it. You can hear me, but you can't hear you very well. No, I won't pull it up after the podcast. You must have hit the switch after she left. It is low really right now again.
Yeah, why is it low?
I think it's because the impedance. Just turn it on and leave it on the table.
Mine's not on.
Right, leave it on and put it on the table.
Turn it on?
Yeah, as I think the something about splitting it and then one being off. All right, talk.
What's up?
Yeah, so it's something happens whenever we shut one. Anyways, that's too much technical shit. But anyways, I was going to put you on blast. No, so what are you talking about? You like getting pegged?
No.
Oh. I thought that's where you were going.
I've never been pegged before.
Okay. No. Okay, dog. Okay. You don't have to act tough right now on the podcast.
I ain't doing it.
I thought that was just me.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What is he?
I wish I could describe that on the podcast. I thought that was me for a second. I was like, am I the only one whose eyes just wide opened up? I was like, I'm awake now.
I heard that too.
I'm awake. somebody opened up their phone and forgot to close a link or something. Is that you, Ruben?
I thought you were looking at earlier.
Is that you, Ruben?
So brought up the topic.
I wish I could tell. I'll have to tell pod people later on what happened.
Anyways. I was fucking hilarious.
Oh man. Anyways.
No, so you know how we're
jeez.
Oh, I've been telling her to tell all her friends that in 2019 we're fucking ankles.
I know your slogan for 2019.
That's right. We got to bring it back to the basics, man.
You got to. Every once in a while, man. Especially when you guys bounce your rev limiter like you guys are doing. So,
that's right.
Fucking motors like throwing out rods and shit.
Yep, that's right. Nothing.
Nothing still?
Nope.
Wow. Ruben's trying to... I might have just made a joke right now that would have been very inappropriate.
Like, he's trying to drown you. That's from the inside.
We hang out too much. That was exactly what I was going to say.
He's trying to drown you from the inside. It's going to come out of your nose like milk.
These people over here are not prepared with what they were going to hear when they came out here. That's probably why she's getting sideways over here. By the end of the year, we're going to be reviewing porn over here. Right? Like, this scene is not very impressive to me. The acting is not believable.
Look, there's no way she could have got that pizza.
That pizza's cold. I can tell from here. I'm a fat fuck.
I'm like, that pizza, there's no way.
That pizza's cold. Not believable. Try harder.
There's no way you could get that. No way you could get extra large pizza for $5.99. What the fuck? Ain't delivered? No.
Are you making me believe that she made the call and 20 minutes have passed and the pizza's already here?
No.
That doesn't happen.
And the perfectly symmetrical center hole? No. No.
That's a professionally cut hole. That's not something the driver did in the ride there. Okay?
What the fuck? No.
You have a knife. He's just like, then it's all jagged and jacked up.
No. And what happens to the pizza middle? Where is it at?
What do they do with the pizza afterwards? They eat the pizza? No.
Disgusting. No.
Dude, while we're on this fucked up subject, I've told you about you know when people listen to this and like it's people I know and I'm just like, oh, I can't look at them in the eyes anymore because I'm just like, you heard the dumb shit I said just for entertainment.
To your mom?
Oh fuck no, God no. My jujitsu daughter listened to it with one of her friends from school, and I was like, y'all should be listening to this. I'm like, there's a parental thing on the corner of my freaking thing. Do not listen to it. She was like, yeah, I shouldn't have listened to it. But her friends, she said, quote, her friend said, it was oddly entertaining. So I don't know what
Which
that means. Last week's.
I'm about to have my whole office listening.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You're going to get fired. They're going to be like, wait, hold up, what?
I need your money.
I need your money.
Nah, I need that money for a phone bill.
Yeah, they might not be cool with it.
They'll be like, oh.
And then Ruben's been talking smack all day today, so.
Oh, I love Cafe Rio.
Stupid.
I don't wild. Stupid. What is wild? How?
What is wrong with you?
Is that show Nick Cannon has? That's a nice show, man. That's how white people talk.
Is it Ruben? Mm-hmm. Are you an expert?
Yeah.
You're like circa 1920.
What? What?
That's a random ass delay. What?
That's how the white people talk. That's how the white people who stole your jacket talk, too. They're like, oh, Memphis, I found a car that's open.
Memphis. Is that how you're doing? You're naming it like white people are from the north, and like the south is like black people. So you're like, come here, Louisiana, but then you get to like the north, you're like, come here, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much. That's right.
Y'all are really right.
Wait, the opposite, right? It'd be the opposite.
No, it's not. Not even racist. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so I got a random ass question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you? I was thinking about this earlier, and you can apply. You can apply anything.
Oh, I got one more thing to talk about too after.
Okay. This can apply to anything, like food, sex, whatever. Would you rather have one thing once in your life or not have it at all? So, like, think of your favorite meal. Would you like to have it once and just think to yourself, like, oh man, this is awesome, but no, you're never going to have it again? Or would you like to never have it again because then you don't know how good it was and you know what you're missing out on?
I never have it.
Really? Never have it?
Yeah, I never have it.
Because of what?
Yeah, if you put it that you're never
going to get it. Yeah. Never. You never want to just experience it, though?
Mind. Then you'd be like, man, I had that one time.
So let's apply it to food. Like, so your favorite meal, you wouldn't like to have it.
Like, I want some Captain D's.
The fuck are Captain D's?
I still remember that place. The place was good.
I've never heard of Captain D's.
Yeah, it's before. Before.
You're like, in your mind, you like hit your head, but in reality, it's like Long John Silver. Long John Silver's is dog shit.
There used to be Captain D's right across from Long John Silver's. It was like the competition.
I don't remember that at all. The one on 75th?
No, it used to be on 51st and Thomas.
I don't remember that at all.
Now it's like a Mexican place. Like the place last, not that I've been over there that way in a long time. God, I hope I never do.
Hood dog.
So, but last time I was, it was, the building was still there. So,
well, they are, the buildings are all still there. What about
guys? Pause. I got a question.
All right, go ahead.
So, your niece?
So, my niece said, hey, auntie, are you busy? And I told her, no, what's going on? She said, well, my best friend is in the hospital because she tried to kill herself, and it's all my fault. I said, why do you think it's your fault? And she's like, because she was calling and texting me, but instead of answering me, I didn't answer her, and I ignored her, so she tried to kill herself. What do I say to that?
That's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
Yeah, I know that part. No shit.
Oh, well, that's it.
She is 16. What do I say to her?
I would just tell her that her friend is emotionally unstable, and that it's not her fault that she's emotionally unstable. She's not supposed to be there for her all at all times of the day and all hours. He can't feel responsible for that. Yeah. Got to sleep at some point and shit.
They were mad at each other.
Probably. They're like, yeah, she was.
It's just, you know what, man? I've been hearing a lot of people that have like depression this time of the year. Like, yeah. A lot of people, like, and it hits hard around this time of the year. I think also because of the shorter days, people are getting less vitamin D, not that kind of vitamin D, like sunlight. And so a lot of people get hit hard with this time of the year. Even Joey Diaz did a podcast where he was talking about like some people get depression, and he was talking about like what other friends of his do and stuff. And like Ari's been famous for coming out and saying he's got depression. And so it's like, it's one of those things that if you get it, like seasonal depression, like you got to actively focus on trying to stay positive, but also do shit to get your mind out of that dark fucking place. Mm-hmm. Whether it's getting out and getting sunlight or doing fun things that you normally enjoy or just doing something. It's not that easy. You're right. It's not that easy, but you got to force yourself to do it. Just like anything in life, that's that. I know, but you got to look at options.
People can be strong, and then some people also can just, they can have like strong aspects and different type of like different things.
I agree.
Be strong in different situations.
I agree.
So
but
like for me, I can stay depressed, and I can know how to get out of it. I just choose not to.
But that's
or I just can't get out of it, and I don't know what to do. But then I can be the strongest woman alive. I can do and handle a lot.
Right. But my thing is, like, if you have off and on times, right, during your off times when you're not, well, let me rephrase that. During your on times when you're not depressed, right, you should be thinking about the things you can do to help yourself not be depressed. Because the reality is, like, time and nature doesn't give a shit what's going on with you. It's going to come and go. So you're going to get winter months, you're going to get summer months. So you need to focus on doing what you got to do, whether it's psychologically, whether it's physically, whether it's health-wise, if you need to basically, if you need to eat better, if you need to give yourself better vitamins and nutrients, if you need to work out more, if you need to be outside more, or just change your mindset by changing the things that you're being exposed to. If you're being exposed to negative stuff constantly, that's going to put you in a negative headspace. You need to maybe during those times of the month, watch more positive things, put yourself with more positive people, go outside, experience new things. You got to find that joy in life and put yourself in those positions. And it's hard. It's hard. It is. But you got to force yourself to do it. Everything in life that's worthwhile is usually hard. Mm. And so you got to do it. And I think if you find yourself getting sad during certain times of the year, during the times when you make it past that run, you need to start thinking about the things you need to do for when that year comes back around. Because it will. Mm-hmm. Because too many people during their downtime see a suicide as a way out. And I don't necessarily think it's a way out. it's a Band-Aid fix, because most people don't end up like killing themselves. Like, they end up kind of hurting themselves and getting to the hospital and whatever.
Yeah.
So you need to find a way to manage your energy. And whether that's your headspace, you need to try everything. You need to try better meals. You need to try eating better, getting better vitamins and nutrients. You need to be able to get vitamin D that helps you with your mood, serotonin stuff. You need to work on all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I mean, she might have tried to commit suicide, but yeah, she might have not, you know, meant to kill herself. She might have just
wanted attention.
Try to get attention.
In my opinion, if you're going to kill yourself, kill your damn self.
Well, yeah,
don't
that's
try.
Always my thing, too.
I'm just
saying.
Some people do it for attention, for sure.
Some people do it for attention, but some people... But I've been in a situation to where I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody gets dark thoughts every once in a while.
Yeah, everybody gets thoughts. I've attempted to, but if you don't attempt, just do it. You're going to kill yourself.
It's funny because it's like nobody wants to go through like the pain involved with killing yourself.
Blow your brains out. People do it every day.
Yeah, but that's so messy. I don't want somebody cleaning up my brains from everywhere. You know what I mean?
So you got to jump from a
bridge or some mountain. A mountain. I guess the birds. Feed the birds. Feed the coyotes that come around. I get it.
Go out in the woods.
Just feeding that circle of life that Mufasa talked about. That bear might not fucking kill you. And the problem with bears and like some other animals like hyenas and shit is that when they maim you, they eat you from the ass first. Because that's like all of the organs is what's filled with a lot of nutrients. That's so they go into the ass first or your stomach, and you're still alive at times. That's not the way to go. I don't recommend that. That's not cool. All
right. I'm going to be fighting a lion then.
That's why whenever I hear that story of, was it Odysseus? No. Which is the one that Zeus was like so pissed off at that he, because the guy or god gave humans the gift of fire, I think. Mm-hmm. And so Zeus is so pissed off that he chained him to a rock and vultures come and eat his guts every day. And he heals up and the next day he comes up back. I'm like, that's some high level shit.
Petty.
That's some high
petty
level though. Torture
that's
though.
Petty goals. But
high level shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, to get away from the darkness, because we've been a little dark this week. So you would prefer not to have something than never have it at all.
Never have it, man. Because then it's gonna mess with you. So like, if you had a meal, then you're gonna be like, I can recreate it. You're gonna spend your whole life trying to create that one meal.
So what about people who are like always chasing the dragon when it comes to drugs?
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna always try to recreate that one like magical Pikachu tail.
I ever tell you the story when I first tried pre-workout? Mm-hmm. I tried pre-workout once and I misread the label.
Oh, you took like seven of them?
It said take a third of a scoop the first time you try it. Mm-hmm. And this was back in the day when they had 1,3-dimethyltryptamine or whatever the fuck the thing is. It was like, it was almost like a meth kind of thing.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And so I misread it.
You like, take three.
I took three.
How are you even alive right now?
Dude, I remember I got done with my workout and I was in the shower and I was like, I feel great.
And is I was this like, what Super Saiyans feel like?
Great. I was like, I can work out again right now. Yeah, I was hyped, dog. Yeah, I was hyped.
Where's so at? I'm going to fuck him up.
All right, so what about like sex? You'd be like, no sex ever because I don't ever want to be like, I'm never having sex again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
She would jump off a cliff.
That's such a hard one. Like, I was thinking about that. Like, that whole decision of not being able to have something after you had it once.
Is that bad?
I mean...
Is that bad?
No, but, like, never... Either having it one time or never having it.
Well, having it one time and never having it again.
Yeah.
Or not having it at all.
Exactly. You're never having it.
When I had to make the choice of, like, fixing my dogs... Mm-hmm. Some people were just like, oh, you're never gonna let them have sex at least once. And I'm just kind of like, nah. First of all, nah.
Exactly.
But secondly, I'm not trying to have puppies. That's a fucking hell out of work. But secondly, it's like, then this is the same situation, right? Like, giving it to them once and then never having sex again.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, nah, that just feels cruel. Feels cruel.
Yeah.
What if I didn't have a choice? What? What do you mean?
So what if you didn't have a choice but to pick one? So what if it was about sex and you had to either not have sex, you can have sex once and then never have it again.
Oh, so you get to pick. Pick when you have it.
Okay, say it again, say it again.
No, not to pick. You just, I'm just saying, like, what if you have to have, like, if you want to have sex, and it's, what if it's your first time, and you have to have sex one time, and then that's it?
Well, that's what we're talking about,
right?
That's what we're talking
about. Right, so, what if, can, would you do it? Would you have sex?
Knowing how the dumb male monkey brain works.
You're like, oh, yeah.
No, I wouldn't even say no. Because I think it is a thing of once you know, then that monkey shit starts coming out where you just like start fucking craving it, like you're craving food, and you're just like, you're like, what's wrong with Jonathan? He's all uptight lately. It's just like, I'm just over here like,
you're like, hey man, hey man, hey.
That hoe would have been just perfect for you. What? What?
Shit.
He's gonna be like on Happy Time Murder.
Yeah.
I still want to see that movie. Is
you
it funny?
Seen it?
No, is
yeah,
it funny?
You're going to laugh. I laughed.
Is it out on video yet?
Yeah.
Do I saw it?
See if they got it at the library.
I got to watch it. Is it? Yeah. I saw Venom was on video too already. I was like, geez, that was quick. I was thinking about watching it 2-3 weeks ago. The fuck? You have a stroke?
No.
What the fuck was that?
I was like, I thought she got stabbed. Wow.
Those demons cut up.
Y'all get on my nerves.
Shit. Alright, that's probably it, man. What else you got for everybody? You have one more thing, right?
Yeah. She I was in bed, I was getting ready to go to sleep. She's like, oh, check out this video. I'm like, oh, it's a ghost video or something, alien video. I'm like, alright, awesome.
Awesome.
No, it was have you seen that show, what is it called?
Strange.
Oh, My Strange Addiction?
No.
It's where people eat random shit and they're addicted to eating.
I've heard of it.
She sent me one where this dumb bitch was addicted to eating plastic.
What kind of plastic? Like any?
Don't tell them.
Any kind of plastic.
Any type of plastic.
Any type of plastic. Like this.
This is plastic.
Yeah, she was.
And she just.
The top of the lid. Yeah, this cup.
She just eats it?
Plastic forks.
Her teeth gotta be fucked up.
Nope.
Her favorite is the little cocktail sores that you get in your cocktail drinks at the bar.
She's a real sore swallower. What?
Stupid.
What was the other thing that was on that one?
I don't believe those.
And then this dumb bitch had the nerve.
You can't drink bleach.
She was pregnant.
I don't believe it.
When
I'm
she
out.
First started,
I don't believe it.
Her bleach addiction. She used to take pieces of tissue and dip them in bleach and swallow them like they were pills.
I don't believe it.
Why would somebody do that?
She has to take a shower with bleach. She has to take a bath with bleach. And when she does use bleach,
she'd be dead.
The whole thing.
She'd be dead.
I swear to you.
She'd be
this
dead.
This dumb bitch.
Because you'd be absorbing it through your pores and consuming it. You'd be dead. Your kidney, your organs would be just
fucked. That's how she is right now. Yeah. She uses bleach for everything. That's her main source. She says she can't go outside without pouring a little bleach on her hands so she can smell it. She says she used to take a towel and fill it with bleach and suck on it while she was
you'd be dead.
Out at the store.
You'd be dead.
That dude is trying to get...
Did the rock
money.
Go through his
he's
car?
He's trying to get money from the freaking... from the thing, and he's activating his two-step.
Holy fuck.
What's wrong with this guy?
Damn. Oh, my God. I'm getting in the car.
Okay.
I'm gone.
We're done. Anyways.
Yeah, that dumb bitch who's drinking bleach.
Oh, yeah. I got to show
put it on it.
Ugh.
Irritated the shit. I was like, this
I don't
has
believe
to be
it.
Fake.
I'm out.
And she was telling me about when some lady was eating drywall.
I don't believe it.
I was like, this isn't real.
Bullshit.
You'd be dead.
Bullshit.
Another lady was eating.
I thought you were going to say another lady was eating.
Another lady was eating Pampers. Baby Pampers
no,
with pee in
tap
it.
Tap out. Nope. I've told her. It's over. Not real.
She had.
I believe
she
it.
Would steal people's diapers from out of the public bathrooms and take the pee diapers And then her sister had a baby, so she would take the pee-pee diapers from the baby too.
I'm
and
out.
She says she only likes pee-pee diapers, and she likes to take the inside of the diaper.
No, I'm out. Tap out. Dude, it's over.
This is fake.
Another lady was eating.
I was going to say, nobody does that. It was gross because I have a vivid imagination, so I'm picturing this. It's disgusting.
Light bulbs.
Like, no. Yeah.
Fake.
It's fake. Your insides would be ripped to shreds.
Yeah, it's fake.
This girl was eating plastic for real.
It'd be looking like a Mortal Kombat fatality. Same thing with the bleach. You'd be dead.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yep.
I'm over it.
There you go. That's what I wanted to end up because it irritated me.
We did a very dark podcast today. What the fuck is going on with you all?
Bye, guys.
So what happens, Ruben's getting cut off. So then he's getting dark as shit with his podcast.
Cut me off.
Oh, that's why you're getting dark. That's why you're getting dark.
She's just...
Just the angry little midget.
She's angry. She's like, R. Kelly. She's ready for that R. Kelly and Chris Brown to come down.
She's like, where's R. Kelly? He locked me in the dungeon. Is he going to give me dick? Okay.
Jeez. That's it, ladies and gents. We'll see you guys next week. You know what the important shit is. Down below. Links to social media, email. And you know where to find us. All podcast platforms.
Podbean.
What?
Podbean. Represent the Podbean.
Yeah, the Podbean. Any last words?
Wizzaweb.
Any last words?
No.
Is it present?
No. Any last words?
Oh, this lady.
I'm 44 years old. I live in Bedford, Virginia. Pretty day today. And I'm addicted to eating rocks.
No.